Okay, so we're going to start it up. Today is Daf Kuf Aleph. We are on the bottom of Daf Kuf. Very deep, difficult Gemara, at least conceptually as well, to understand as we go forward. But yesterday, what we're up to, I guess, is yesterday we discussed the case of somebody's in a boat on Shabbos. And the question is, the boat's the Rishus Yachid, and he's on the water, which the water is a Carmelis. So the Gemara tried to figure out how he can bring water, how he can draw water from the lake or wherever he's in into the boat. So the Gemara had two answers. One was just put like this little board on the back of the boat to make it like a symbolic. The other one was to make this sort of box, right, to square out this box hang overhanging the edge of the boat, and that will function sort of as some sort of hecker or something like that you can pull the water through and view the walls as going down and create some sort of Rosh Hashayachet. Therefore, you're not moving from the Carmelis to the Rosh Hashayachet. So the Gemara asks, I believe this is where we're up to, is Amrleir of Nachum Bar Yitzchak or of Chia Bar Avin, which is like four or five lines from the bottom. So Amrleir of Nachum Bar Yitzchak or Chia Bar Avin, Lir of Chizda Ularav Bar Avuna, Darmi Ose Makam Arba Umimale, Shochin Didei Hechi Shadalil. So what happens is that he makes this square box off the side of the boat, and he which is four tefachim by four tefachim, and he puts his pail through and brings the water up. The Gemara then asks, well, how does he get rid of the waste that's on the boat? Like, where does he put that? So I thought it was pretty simple, just make another one on the other side and pour it through there. But the Gemara is just assuming that you only made one. So where do you what do you do? How do you get rid of the bring the clean water onto the boat. How do you get rid of the dirty water off the boat? So the Gemara says, that maybe you just pour it out into the same place, through the same square that you made to draw the water in. The Gemara says, that becomes gross, because Rashi says, Hamayim sheyumali shuv derech oso makom. It would be a little gross because you're taking like your wastewater and putting it back in the same place where the clean water came from. I don't know, the Gemara seems to assume that the water is so stagnant that the next time you're going to pull up the water from that area, it's going to be the same wastewater that you threw out. The whole question, again, to me, doesn't seem to make any sense because you just pick another box on the other side. But the Gemara says, Mi'isile. So the Gemara says, what you do is knows the shadi luhu adafna de svina. Instead of making this other square on the other side, what you do is you take the wastewater and you sort of pour it onto the walls of the boat, so it drips down the side of the boat on the other side. So you're not moving it directly, you're not moving it directly from the Rishus HaYachid of the boat into the Carmelis of the water. You're having it go off the walls of the sides of the walls. The Gemara says, well, how does that help? It's still considered you doing it. Baha Ika Kocho. You know, it's similar to throwing something. It's my koach that's causing it to move from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. Just because I'm pouring it off to the sides and it's dripping down the sides of the boat, it's still because of me. I'm the one who put it on the side of the boat and caused it to go down. It's my koach. It's my strength. And just like my koach, even if I just walk something, just because if I use my koach to move something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, that should be an issue. So to hear moving something from Rishus HaYachid into the Carmelis via my koach should be a problem, albeit a problem midrabanan. So the Gemara says, no, kocho be Carmelis lo garzu. They didn't make the gezeira of kocho when it comes to Carmelis. Again, Carmelis, really, d'oraisa, is a place where you can carry. There's no iser to carry from Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelis, or Rishus HaRabim to a Carmelis. The Chachamim made a takana that we're going to view the Carmelis as a Rishus, and therefore not allow you to carry from Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim into the Carmelis. But because d'oraisa is really not it's really not an issue, so there's certain leniencies. One of those leniencies, the Gemara is saying, the leniency is that kocho is not going to be a problem. And if I pour something off the side of the boat and then it drips off the side of the boat, even though it initially was set up, the process was set up by my strength, by my koach, that's not going to be a problem with the Carmelis. And therefore, in this case, you can pour, you'll take the water in through the box that you made on one side, and you'll pour it off the side of the boat on the other side.
Michael, is anyone suggesting that it may be a problem that the outside of the mechitza is being considered as being part of the Rishus HaYachid? I mean, the outside, the side of the boat is like the far side of the mechitza.
I'm not following.
Well, the side of the boat, which faces onto the Carmelis, is like the outside of the other side of a mechitza, which means that it's not part of the.
I didn't see anything like that. I didn't see anything to that effect. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see anything like that.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, Umina Tamra. And how do I know that they didn't make this Gezerah, they didn't make this Gezerah of Kocho when it comes to Carmelis? The Tanya with the following Brisa. Svina. Okay, the Brisa gives a couple of rules when it comes to the boats. Svina, Eimet Haltling Lo Mitocho Luyam. You can't carry something from the boat into the water. Velo Minayam Litocho. And not from the water into the boat itself. For Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, how he says, Amuka Asara, the Engvola Asara. Right? That Rabbi Yehuda says that the boat is 10 tvachim deep, but it's not resting 10 tvachim above the water, meaning that I guess the whole of the ship is within 10 tvachim, and the whole of the ship is 10 tvachim deep. Below the water, I guess, but the actual deck of the ship is not 10 tvachim high, then mitaltelu masochu b'yan. Then you can carry from it into the sea, of a lo min hayam l'tocho, but you can't carry from the water, from the yam, into it. So the Gemara asks, well, my shna min hayam l'tocho, the lo, right, why would he not allow you to take from the ocean and bring it into the boat, right? He says, de ka mitaltelin, Carmelis l'shul sayachin, make Carmelis l'shul sayachin, because you're carrying from the Carmelis, which is the sea, or the lake, or the water, into the Rosh Hashayach, which is the boat. The Gemara says, if that's the case, why would he permit you to take mitocho l'yam nami, from the boat into the sea also? It's k'matal to Rosh Hashayach l'Carmelis. Why would he then allow you to carry from the boat into the water? So Gemara says, el lava chuda, it must be that the case that he's talking about, he's permitting to you, is you're doing a chuda, you're doing it on the side of the boat, where you're pouring it off the side onto the walls of the boat, and therefore the water then drips down by itself into the sea. Ushmamina, kocho be karmelis lo gazru, shmamina. You see it from Yehuda, that when it came to kocho by a karmelis, they didn't make that gezerah. Okay. That's the easy part of today's daf. Now, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna gives us a case, hani bitziosa demeshan. So it's a major machlokas, Rashi and basically and Tosos and Rabbi Hanano, how to learn this sugya. We're going to learn it according to Rashi, which is a little harder, but I think most of the pictures in the picture books follow Rashi. So Hani Bitsiyasa de Meshon. So Meshon is the name of a place, and Bitsiyasa are these small boats. As Rashi says, Bitsiyasa are Sifinos Ketanos Vikitsaros Milamata Akichudo Shosakin Shekorin, you know, Viti. So basically, you have these boats that the hull narrows all the way down. When the hull narrows to the point where at the bottom they're very, very thin. So the hull is very narrow. So that's the bitsiyasa demeshan. Okay. So basically, again, the mechitzos, the walls of the boat, taper to a point when you get to the bottom. Rahuna says, "Ein metaltin bahen ella." Gersa has to be betoch arba amos because arba is talking ein. You are not allowed to carry on the deck of this boat more than 4 amos. Meaning, we're not giving this the din of Rishus Hayachid. We're saying it's a Carmelis. We're not giving the din of Rishus Hayachid because it doesn't have sufficient walls. In order for a place to be Rishus Hayachid, it has to be 4 amos by 4 amos and have walls that are 10 tvachim high or 10 tvachim low, like in a pit. But here we're saying because the walls taper down, so the walls are not straight, you don't have these walls, and we're going to view the lower walls as not being walls, and therefore we don't have an area that's enclosed by appropriate halachic walls. Right? Rashi says, "Eimetatlum b'socho, delav reshus hayachin inhu." These are not considered reshus hayachin. She'ein birachbon arba'a milamata. Lefichach ein mechitzosein mechitzos. Because you don't have an area. If you follow the walls all the way down, you're not going to have an area 4 by 4. Because again, the walls taper in, so it's going to cut off the area. And we need 4 by 4 area, and we don't have 4 by 4 because the walls taper in. So he says these are not going to be considered valid mechitzos, and therefore if they're not valid mechitzos, we don't have Rishus Hayachid. And if we don't have Rishus Hayachid, you're not going to be permitted to carry in that area. So the only thing you would be able to carry would be Dalaramos, a little bit less than Dalaramos, you're not allowed to carry because we're viewing this as a Carmelis. The Gemara then says, Velo Amaron, we only said this did that you can't carry, Velo Amaron, Elosha'ein bepachos mishlosha arba, Aval yesh bepachos mishlosha arba leslanba. So when does this become an issue? This becomes an issue, I guess, only if you don't have, if I say it the right way, you, as long as you have a 4x4 area above 3 tefachim from the bottom of the boat, you're okay. Meaning, if the boat narrows at a point, the boat narrows to a point where you can't get 4x4 tefachim, but the narrow part of the boat is only the last 3 tefachim of the boat, then we're okay. So if the boat narrows, but the narrow part is more than 3 tefachim from the bottom of the boat, then we have a problem. The narrow part is less than 3 tefachim from the bottom of the boat, then I don't have a problem. Because if I have less than 3 tefachim, we view it as love. But it's not there, it's no big deal. So that means we're going to view the walls as going straight down. So I read again, the lo amaram, we didn't say this din, ala she'ein b'pachos mishlosha arba. That when you don't have 4 tefachim at the last 3, if we don't have 4 tefachim within, if we don't have 4, sorry, where the 3, I guess I said it again, where it narrows down closer to 3 tefachim from the bottom. But if the narrow of the boat is within 3 tefachim to the bottom, then you're okay, right? That's caveat number one. Number Michael, two is the, yeah.
Why don't we use the same principle that we use by the archway and extend the wall all the way down?
We'll get to extending the wall over there. That's going to be the main thrust of the daf in a few moments. It's called good achis to bring it down. The archway was something else. That was carving it out. And that was a machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, whether you carve it and move it straight out. But a similar idea we're going to see in a moment. We just got to get there. And then we'll spend the rest of the time trying to figure that out. Right? Now the Gemara is just continuing the statement of Rav Huna. And Rav Huna says, V'i malinu kani v'orbane les lanba. You can also raise the floor. Right? Let's say the floor is, it gets too narrow at the point where, but what you do instead is you fill in the floor, you know, where it's narrowed down, you fill it in and you raise the floor. So now the bottom part of the boat is not going to be considered that small little chud at the bottom. You raise it. So the floor is now higher. So now I don't have a problem. I basically cut off the narrow part of the boat underneath it. And now my floor is higher. And where the floor is, the walls are not tapered and the walls are good. And then you're good to go. So that's what Rav Huna says. So now, Josh, comes your question. Maskeflor Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman asks, Vilema good achit michitzasa. We have a concept where you can drop the walls down. Good achis. Why you say, when it tapers like this, why don't we view it like this? Right? Because where the walls are valid, right, where they have it start to taper, we have the rule where you can just drop, imaginary or halakhically, drop the walls down. Say good achis. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Vilema good achis. Mikenegen midas rachba elyon ulamata ki ilu hein yordos arakar kami b'chutz. Right, you can just drop the walls down halakhically. Don't view the walls as tapering like this. If I have valid walls up to a point, then just drop them straight down, pull them down. That's called good achis. There are different types of things. We have this idea in sukkah. We have good asis, good achis, lavud, dofen akuma. All these halachic ways of viewing the walls so that they extend in order to help us. And here we have the concept of good achis, let the walls drop down. Josh, I believe that was your question. So the Gemara says, and I'll prove to you that we have this concept of good achis. Following quick case, Milo Tanya, we have the following braisa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda Omer, Na'atz Kana B'Rishus HaRabim. So you planted this pole, I guess, in the Rishus HaRabim. So in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, I have this pole, okay? Now, the pole itself is not wide 4 amos, so therefore it itself doesn't constitute a Rishus HaYachid. But what you did, Uberosho Teraskal, you have like this upside-down basket on top of the pole, okay? So you have the upside-down basket on the top of the pole, which is 4 tefachim wide, okay? It's four tefachim wide, okay? Vizaruk. And someone from who's standing a little distance away in the Rishus HaRabim takes something, a clod of dirt or something, Vizarak v'nach al gabav. He throws it, and he has it land right on top of this upside-down basket that's on top of the pole, right? V'nach al gabav. Chayev. We say chayev. Well, why would he be chayev? He's only going to be chayev if we view this pole as a Rishus HaYachid, because he threw from Rishus HaRabim into, has to be chayev into Rishus HaYachid. Now, where is Rishus HaYachid? We said the pole wasn't wide enough. Ah, the basket is wide enough. But the basket isn't big enough. But how are we saying you're chayiv? we're saying that you're chayav because we're viewing the basket as dropping the walls down. So if we drop the walls down, so that this area has now became a rishus hayochid. So you see that you drop the walls down. That's why you're chayav by throwing this clot of dirt onto this upside down basket, right? The zarak v'nach agav of chayav. Alma Amrinan good achis mechitza. Must be because we say we dropped the walls, like Josh was arguing. Since we dropped the walls, we now have rishus hayochid. That's why you can be chayev. So if we drop the walls in the case of the basket, why aren't we dropping the walls in the case of the boat? And why are we saying that you can't move in the boat? What's up, Nick?
Sorry, why does the basket have to be upside down to make it work?
Because then the walls have to be protruding.
Oh, because if it's the right way, okay.
The walls are going that way.
Then it doesn't work.
That's what I think.
Michael, the reason I specifically asked about the case of the archways, because Misfara, you would say here, all the cases that you brought from Sukkah are where there is no wall, I think. So
no, you extend the wall.
If you intentionally build a wall on an angle or a hull that tapers, that was intentional. It's more difficult to say that the wall should extend someplace where it isn't. That's why I picked the archway. Because you intentionally arched it.
The archway is a different rule. The archway is talking about digging it in and digging up. We're not going up, we're going down. Right. We're talking about good achis. So I don't know if that's...
Like love it is where it's empty, so you extend it down. But if you had something that was there, that was intentionally put there on a different way...
I don't think that makes a difference. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. I don't think that makes a difference. I don't think that matters.
You can't argue with my shur, man. Okay.
I don't think that matters. All right, so you see from here, you say good achis mechitza. So the Gemara says, hachanami, good achis mechitza. So too by the boat. Let's say good achis mechitza. If I have valid walls up to a point, extend those walls down, ignore the fact that they taper, and then I have a place to carry in my boat. The Gemara says, maskifla Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef then asks on, I guess this is Rav Nachman, right? Rav Nachman asks, why don't we say good achis? And Rav Yosef asks on Rav Nachman, and goes, no, didn't you know? Velo shamin l'hulahad, the Amr of Yehud, Amr Rav, Umataba Mishum Rabbi Chiya. Didn't you hear what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav? And some say that this came in the name of Rabbi Chiya. V'tani Allah, that it was learnt on this brisa, the Chachamim Potrim. The Chachamim say it's putter, that if you throw onto this upside-down basket, that it is putter, meaning that there is no, we don't say good achis. Chachamim argue on good achis. If they don't, Chachamim don't say good achis, and they don't say good achis by the basket case, they don't say good achis by the case of the basket, and they don't say good achis by the walls of the boat, and then we have no problem. That's why we don't say good achis, because they don't say good achis. The Gemara says, wait a second.
Why didn't you say the same story, the same argument that Nick said before? The basket, when it's looking down, you say good achis, but now the boat is looking up.
The walls go up and down. Walls go up and down.
Then what's the difference if the basket is facing down or up?
Okay, so then say that the basket's facing up. I don't know, the picture I have has the basket facing down.
Mine too.
Okay. So what does he say in the art scroll?
No, I'm looking at the Mesita.
About it in the art scroll, as far as I can see.
What does he say?
It doesn't talk about it in the art scroll, whether it's up or down. All right, so it's facing down anyway.
Right, so Gemara says. So Gemara then says. So Abaye says to him, "How are you, Rav Yosef? You're telling me that the Chachamim don't hold of good achis? Well, what about the following case? Amalei Abaye, va'atlo tizbra, va'hatanya. We have the following case. Another difficult case. Another. They must have had a lot of objects in the Rishus Harabim. Va'atlo tizbra, va'hatanya. The following brisa, amud. So I have this pillar, the Rishus Harabim, which is gavoa asara. It's 10 tvachim high, which is good for Rishus Harabim purpose, just to make it into Rishus Yachid. The Rachav Ba'arba, and at the top, it's 4 tvachim, so therefore we seem to be okay. It's 4 tvachim on the top. The Ein Bi'i Karo Arba, but at the bottom, I guess at the trunk of this pillar, it doesn't have Arba tvachim. The Yish Bekacha Shlosha, but what happens is that it tapers from 4 tvachim to 3 tvachim. So at the bottom, it's only 3 tvachim. So it's not really the size for Rishus Yachid. Because the size for Rishus Yachid has to be 10 tvachim and has to have 4 tvachim width. So he says, "V'yesh b'katcha shelo shlosha v'zarek v'nach agabav." The same case. You take something, you throw it from the Rishus Harabim, and it lands on this pole or on this pillar that's standing in the middle of the Rishus Harabim. Brisa there says that you're chayev. Well, why are you chayev? It doesn't have the requisite shear. It only has the requisite shear if I drop the sides, which are 4 amos, and I drop them down to create 4 amos. four tvachim. Sorry, I keep getting confused between four amos and four tvachim. And I create the four tvachim. So you see here, no one argues. You see here that we do say good achis. How are you telling me to come and don't say good achis? They do say good achis. You see, in this case, you see, if you didn't say good achis, then I wouldn't have a pillar that has four tvachim because on the bottom it's tapered, right? Alma amrinan good achis mechitza. So if you say good achis mechitza there, hachanami so too by our boat say good achis mechitzasa. Say that the walls go down, and therefore you should be able to carry more than dalal amos in on the boat. And Rashi says that midi iria means that Abaye continues. Well, now we have a problem because now we have three cases. You have the case of this type of pillar in the Rishus HaRabim that we drop it down. We have the case of the boat, and we have the case of the basket. Right? So you have the basket, the Chum say, we don't say good achis. In the case of the boat, we're arguing we should say good achis because we say good achis in the case of this wider pillar. So what's the difference between this wider pillar and the case of the basket? Right? Why don't we say good achis in those as well? So Abaye says, me the area, there's a difference between the basket, the case of the basket, and the case of this tapered pillar. Hasam there, by throwing the item on top of the basket, Havile mechitza shagidiyim bokimba. Hache havile mechitza she'en hagidiyim bokimba. Apparently, for this halach lemosh mishinai to work, to view that the walls drop down, the walls have to be able to be dropped down basically uninterrupted. But if there's enough space, like where you want to drop the walls down, if there's enough space for gedim, for little, you know, goats and sheep, you know, kids to walk through, then that's going to interrupt the walls dropping down and will prevent the halach lemosh mishinai of the walls dropping down. So by the case of the basket, so the basket is wide. The basket is four tvachim that's up there, and we're dropping it straight down. So I have a wide area around that pole where little sheep can walk around. So if those little sheep can walk around, I don't know what the svar is, but the halacha is that it prevents the walls from dropping down. So that's why in the case of the basket, we don't say good achis. But in this case of the pillar, it's four tvachim and then tapers into three tvachim. It's this little narrow space. There's not enough room for kids, for sheep to walk around. And therefore, we will say good achis. So now I have the distinction between the case of the pillar and the case of the basket. By the case of the basket, I don't say good achis. By the case of the pillar, I do say good achis. So let's also say good achis by the case of the boat and not have a problem of carrying on that boat. Right? The Gemara says, so Amar Leh Rav Acha, Breid Rav Acha, L'Rav Ashi, well, that's the case. If it's the problem is that if things have room to go underneath where you want to drop the walls, that prevents the walls from dropping. I guess it becomes like sort of like a hatsik. Well, by the boat also, I'll say outside first, by boat also, in the water, you don't have sheep necessarily, but you have fish that are floating around. So the fish will prevent the wall from dropping down, just like the goats prevent the wall from dropping down. Right? So he says, Amar Leh Rav Acha, Breid Rav Acha, L'Rav Ashi, Gabi Sfina Nami, Ha'ika B'kiyas Dagim. We still have the fish that are swimming around. And just like the sheep prevent the wall from dropping down, so too the fish should prevent the wall from dropping down. And now I have no problem. Now I understand why I don't say good achis by the boat. The same way I didn't say good achis by the basket, because I have the sheep that prevented from the wall from dropping. I won't say good achis by the boat, because I have the fish that are preventing the walls from dropping. So Rav Ashi, this is back to Rav Acha, Bikiyas Dagim Lo Shmei Bikiya. The Bikiya, if you have fish underneath these walls, that's not considered a prevention of good achis, because Rashi says the fish ain't nearing, because you don't see the fish. I don't know, depends on how clear the water is, but you don't. He says that you don't see the fish. So the Gemara says Uminat Temra, and how do I know that this is the issue, that this is true, that the fish do not prevent good achis? The boy minei Rav Tavla mi Ravin, because Rav Tavla asked the following question from Ravin: Mechitza Tluya, so I have a hanging mechitza, meaning it doesn't go all the way down b'churva. So basically, I have this sort of destroyed place. It's a churva, and the wall, I guess, got broken, but it's still hanging from the top. I guess somehow it's, you know, this is hanging. It's hanging down, and it doesn't extend all the way down. So mechitza tluya ma'ashet tati b'churva. So the Gemara says, Amalei ein mechitza tluya materis. A hanging wall does not work, right? Does not go down ela b'mayim, except when it comes to water. The water, it will drop down. Because I guess in the case of over there, there's enough room for the sheep to walk around. But here in the water, we have a kula, the kalu shakila chamim b'mayim. There's a reason, because they made a kula when it comes to the water, that they said good achis. Water is different than land, because land has the sheep, water has the fish. So amai, why is it okay by by the water. Ha'ika b'kiyas dagim. Don't we have the fish swimming around? Al shmamina b'kiyas dagim lo shmabikiyah. Shmamina, I guess that, I don't know, it doesn't really prove anything. It just restates it, that fish do not constitute something that breaks or busts the idea of good achas, or the walls coming down, whereas sheep, kids, that kids meaning the animal kids, not little kids, kids that are walking around underneath the wall, what underneath the wall that you want to extend down, does break up and prevent the wall from dropping down. So basically what we're left with at the end is that the case of the basket is not good achas, because there's enough room for kids to walk around and therefore prevents the walls from not dropping down. The case of the pillar in the Rishus Aravim that narrows from four tefachim to three tefachim, we would say good achis, because that does have enough room for kids to walk underneath it and it won't prevent the walls from dropping down. So the question remains, why don't we say good achis by the water? You can say by the water also there are fish that walk around. We just said that fish don't constitute a disruption of the walls dropping down. So the question remains, and I think the question's unanswered. The question remains unanswered, why don't we say good achis by the boat that we started with that has the narrowing hull? Why don't we say good achis there? We should drop the walls down and then allow the person to carry Dalet Amos in the boat. I think we leave it unanswered. I don't know if the article has an answer. The Masifta just leaves it unanswered.
Doesn't answer.
Okay. Michael?
Hey, Chaim, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm missing something basic. Why do we need good achas in the case, in any of these cases, but for example, the narrow pillar with a large platform?
Because otherwise it's not a Rishus Rabbi, a Rishus
Yachid. Why is it that not a Rishus Yachid?
Because it's not four tefachim by four tefachim. It's only four tefachim by three tefachim.
No, assuming the top of the platform is four by four tefachim.
Right.
You have a large platform that's basically now floating in Rishus Rabim on a narrow pillar. Why is that not enough to make a Rishus Yachid?
Because that's not the requisite size. Because it has to be four tefachim by four tefachim on the height of 10 tefachim.
It is.
It's not. Because it's only four tefachim by four tefachim on part of it, but it's four tefachim by three tefachim on the lower part. The pillar's 10 tefachim high. So half of it is 4x4. So it's not 4x4x10, and therefore it's not Rishus HaYachid. Only gets a status of Rishus HaYachid if I drop the wall, so the whole thing is 4x4x10 on the 10th Fachim.
You need to, okay.
There is a long-winded answer in the Art Scroll note 2. It basically says that the whole thing about good achis works if you have a balcony over water. And then there's a special leniency for drawing water, etc. But generally, so Rav must hold the suspended not effective, and yet it's not generally effective, good achis, and yet it is effective over water because the principle of good achis comes into water. But a suspended wall is generally effective only for the area physically enclosed by the wall or the area above it. It's not generally effective for running the area below or Rishus HaYachid.
What? Who's he quote?
Chazanish, Shalom Yehuda. You know what? I'll paste this in the chat.
Oh, if it's Chazanish, then I mean, okay. He's making this. The Gemara leaves it unanswered, but now they're bringing the Achronim to try to figure out what the distinctions are between the two cases.
Right. I'll paste it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now we're going back.
Michael, if the top of the pillar is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, then why is it Rishus HaYachid anyway? Because it's more than 10 tefachim above a.
But that's not the case, I guess.
So the pillar is less than 10 tefachim.
It's 10 tefachim on the dot. You have to make the Rishus HaYachid, right? So it has to be 10 tefachim. It could be more, right? Rishus HaYachid goes all the way up to the Rakia. It's just Rishus HaRavim that ends at 10 tefachim.
Right. So if the top, if the top of the pillar is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, then it's automatically.
Not if it doesn't have the requisite width.
But it does at the top. That's what we're saying.
It doesn't have it all the way down for 10 tefachim.
But the way down is in the Rishus
HaYachid. It hasn't created Rishus HaYachid yet until it has the requisite size. So we're only making that size of 4 tefachim by dropping the walls.
Okay. I'm not really understanding that.
You have is a pillar. It's this thick. And then it narrows at the bottom. So it doesn't maintain the requisite size throughout the whole 10 tefachim. So it's not a Rishus HaYachid yet.
Okay.
In order for it to be Rishus HaYachid, it has to be 10 tefachim high and have an area of 4x4. So let's say this thing is 12 tvachim high, but it only has an area 4x4 for the first 8 tvachim. It hasn't created itself as a Rishus HaYachid. I have to drop the walls a little bit for it to have 4x4 for the entire 10 tvachim.
Okay.
Just because I have 10 tvachim height, that's not sufficient. There's another part requirement.
But then it would be a Makom Patur.
Right, but the Gemara says, but the Braisa there says that you're Chayev. So why are you Chayev if it's a Makom Patur? It's clearly not a Makom Patur because we're dropping the walls to create the Rishus HaYachid. That's how it works. The Braisa says you're Chayev. Why are you Chayev? The only way you would be chayv is if you somehow created this into Rishus HaYachid. How are you creating it into Rishus HaYachid? It doesn't have the requisite size. Well, it does have the requisite size because we have this halachic fiction of dropping the walls down to complete to make it 4x4 all the way down.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
That's how I think it works. Okay. The Mishnah then mentioned boats that were tied together. Right. The Mishnah mentioned that if you have sfinos, you have these two boats that are tied together, you can carry from one to the other. But if they're not tied together, even though they're next to each other, you can't be metalto from one to the other. So Gemara says, Pshita, what's the chiddush? If they're tied together, why couldn't I carry from one of my boats to another boat? What's the chiddush? Why can't I carry from one room to another room in my house? If they're tied together. So Amar Rava says, Lo nitzrucha elo lahater bitzis shebineim. No, what it is, it's allowing you to carry from boat A to boat B if there's like this small little dinghy that's untied between the two boats, but it's sort of wedged between the boats. You can take it from boat A, put it onto this dinghy, bring it to the boat B, and bring it across. So Amar Lei, Rav Safa says to him, Moshe, shapri karmata? Moshe, he's calling the Gadol Hador Moshe, because everybody, the Gadol Hador is like Moshe. Shapri Karmato, did you really say the right thing? Rashi says it's Lashon Bitmio. Is that really correct? The Mishnah says Metaltel Mizol Zotnan. The Mishnah says I can carry from A to B. It doesn't say I can carry from A to B via something in the middle. It's just directly from A to B. So again, so what's the Chiddush? So Ella Amar Rasafa says Lo Nitzrucha Ella Learev Metaltel Mizol Zo. And Rashi explains, we just explained it, or I said it, that I own both boats. Ragmar says no. The case is that two people own, they're two different people, two different owners of each boat, and they can make an Erev. And if they can make an Erev, then they can carry from boat A to boat B. Right? They can make an Erev. Rashi says, it's like the one of the last lines before they get wider, or the first wide line. It's La'arev. Baha Ashtmi'inan, Bimasnisin, Da'afilu Shtei Hasvinos, L'shnei B'nei Adam. Even these two boats belong to two different people. You have to make an Erev. You can make an Erev and you can carry. Again, I don't know what the Chiddush is. Right? Uchid Tanya, as I learned in our Braisa, Sfinos, we have these that belong to two people, Kshur Zobazo, that are tied to each other, Ma'arvin, you can make an Erev between the two of them, Umitalthim Zomizo, and then you can carry from one to the other. You can make an Erev and carry from that Rishus HaYachid to the other Rishus HaYachid. The Braisa continues, Ne'esru, well, let's say on Shabbos, let's say they untied, they detached from each other, right? So now they detach from each other, you got a problem. You can't carry from one to the other because Bright Mishnah only said you can carry from one to the other if there is an Erev and they're tied together. So what happens if Ne'esru, they get untied, so then you can't. But Chazov and Nikshiru, and then somehow they got retied on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Bain Shogin, whether you retied them, whether you were Shogin, where you didn't know today was Shabbos, you didn't know the Malach of tying was Aser, Bain Mezidin, or if you're even mazid, bein anusin, if it was anus, I don't know, someone put a gun to your head and made you tie it, bein mutin, or you made a mistake, chazru leheteron harishon. You go back to the initial heter, and then you'll be able to carry again from one to the other. The chain machzalos haprusos. You also have these machzalos, which are these mechitzos, which you sort of divide up the rishus harabim. So now you divided it up, you put down these curtains, I guess, where you broke up the rishus harabim into small little, I guess, Rishus HaYachids, right? So you have the Machalot HaPrusos, Ma'arvin, Umetaltim Zolazo. Then what you can do is you have all these small Rishus HaYachids. Now you can make an error from one Rishus HaYachid. The other Rishus HaYachid can carry from one to the other. Umetaltim Zolazo, Niglilu, right? If they, I guess, unrolled or they rolled up, or then Nesru, I guess these nets rolled up and they fell down, I guess. Now Nesru, now you can't carry from one place to the other place. But Chazuv and Ifshru, somehow on Shabbos, they were replaced. Bein Shogim, Bein Mezidin, Bein Anusin, Bein Muatim, Chazru L'Teon Arishon, you go back to the initial Heter. So it falls down at 8 o'clock, it goes back up at 10 o'clock. Apparently you could carry again. Shekol mechitza shenasa b'Shabbos, because any mechitza, any partition that's made even on Shabbos, bein b'shogeg, bein b'zmezid, shma mechitza. It's still going to be considered a mechitza. So the case of the, I mean, this whole long-winded thing to tell us to get back to the case of the Mishnah, the case of the Mishnah is where you have these two boats belonging to two different people that are tied together, you can make an Erev and then walk from one to the other. If they're untied, then the Erev wouldn't help, only if they're tied together. And then the Braisa said, and if it gets untied and retied, it goes back to the initial heter, just like you have these curtains, I guess, that are used to separate what was Rosh Hashanah, the different Rosh Hashanah Yachids, that allows you to carry from one to the other. If they fall down, then you're not allowed to carry. If they get put back up, Bryce says you are allowed to carry. So Gemara says, Amy, is that really true, that it goes back to the initial heter? V'ha'am Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says in this Bryce, lo shanu ela lizrok, aval etaltel aser. So what does it mean, it goes back to the initial heter? Rav Nachman says, if you put it back up, that just means that it gets the status of Rosh Hashanah Gabe Zrika, which means Lechumra, which means I have these boats, they're tied together, okay? They're tied together, and now they get untied, and they get put back together. So they get put back together, they get the status of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore if I throw from Rosh Hashanah into one of these, I'll be Chayev, okay? He says, Lo Shana El Lizrok, Aval Taltel Aser, but the Taltel Aser. Better case would be the case of the curtains. Let's say the case of the curtains, because the case of the boats, I think, are Rishus Yachid. The case of the curtains are where I have this Rishus Harabim that we partition off into multiple Rishus Yachids. Okay, so then it falls down on Shabbos. So now I'm back to the Rishus Harabims. So if I throw from one Rishus Harabim to another Rishus Harabim, less than Dalar Amos, I would be Pater. But when the Mechitzos go back up, where Rav Nachman says, if you throw from one Rishus into the other Rishus, it gets reestablished as a Yachid, and you'll be Chayev for transferring from one Rishus to another Rishus. But with Taltel, he doesn't allow you to now carry in this remade Rishus HaYachid, because the Mechitzos were made on Shabbos. So what's going on? So Gemara says, no, ki itma de Rav Nachman amezid itmar. What Rav Nachman is saying is only when it's put up amezid. Rav Nachman makes a distinction. So in the case of these curtains, if the curtains fall down and then are put back up, if they're put back up, we only view them being put back up l'chumra, which means that now if I threw from Rosh Hashanah into one of those places, I would be chayef. But I would not permit you to now carry in this newly constituted Rosh Hashanah where the mechitza was put up on Shabbos. If it went up b'shogeg, then I can get hana from the malacha. If it went up b'shogeg, then I can get hana from the malacha, and I can once again carry in my newly minted Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos.
I mean, that Erev you made had to have been before Shabbos anyway.
Correct. The Erev is made before Shabbos. Okay. That's correct. All right. Let's finish up. Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel says, talking about these boats. So we have these boats that are tied together. It allows you to carry from one to another. So Amar Shmuel, afilu kshuros b'chut hasarbel. Even if they're tied together, I think chut hasarbel is a very, very thin, very, very thin, thin string. You don't need like this big, heavy, you know, anchor to tie them together, even with this very, very thin string. Right? So Gemara says, well, hey, chidami. Well, what's the case? If the string is strong enough to keep them together, then they're tied together. And if the string is not strong enough to keep the boats together, why would we that consider the boats are tied together? It's just going to snap. That's not considered tied together. So Gemara says, no, la'olam b'yochel lahamidon. Really, we're talking about a string where you are permit, where it will be strong enough to keep them together. Because obviously, if it's not strong enough to keep together, not considered tied. So it's strong to keep them together. But what Shmuel's come to say is Shmuel afuki b'nafshikasi. Shmuel's come to make a distinction in this halacha and something that he said in a different halacha. There was another halacha where Shmuel talks about things that are tied. And in that other halacha, Shmuel is going to require you to have iron or metal chains. As opposed to here, he's not going to require you to have iron or metal chains. What's that? That's the case. Titran, it's a Mishnah Olos. Kshara b'davar ha'amida mevi la'tuma. B'davar she'em ha'amida ein mevi la'tuma. So the case, according to Rashi, the case of Rashi is that we have a house that has a mace in it, an Olam mace. Then we tie a boat, I guess, to something inside that house. So we're tying a boat to something inside the house. Now, does the tuma transfer onto the chain? It then transfers from the chain to the boat, and then from the boat to the items that's in the boat, right? So, kshara b'davar hama'amida mevi latuma. If you tie it with something that is strong, that can keep it strong, that will transfer tuma. That will not transfer the tumah. It has to be a metal chain. Why is it a metal chain? Because metal, we have the concept in tumas hameis. Again, the mace itself is avi avos hatumah. Anything that's right, and then we have this idea that if a metal object touches the mace, or a metal object is an olu mace, it's cherev harei kucholel. The metal object gets the status of the mace itself, and the metal object is going to be avi avos hatumah also. So what's happening here is you have this, Shmuel says, in order to transfer the tumah from the mace to the metal item, to the boat, then into the items of the boat, that thing that's tied into the house has to be metal. Because if it's not metal, let's say it's rope, so then the mace is a viavos atumah, the rope becomes an avatumah, the boat becomes a rishon atumah, the rishon can't transfer to items to make the masheni. But if the rope tied down into the house is a metal, so then the mace is a viavos atumah, the metal gets the status of the mace, which is a viavos atumah, transfers to the boat, which is an avatumah, which can transfer to the items, which is a rishon atumah. So Shmuel says specifically in that case, that metal, that rope that's tying it down, has to be metal. La fuke, as the Gemara says, le inyan tumah hu deksiv b'chol cherev. Right, harei hu kechol in. About the inyan Shabbos, keva de yochel amida afilu kuchut hasarbal. So Shmuel is saying, I just want to make let you know that there's a difference between my halacha over there by the boat to my halacha here in Shabbos by the boat. By tumah, I'm going to require you to have my tumah. By tumah, in order for the tumah to transfer all the way to items on the boat, that's only if the boat is tied into the house with a metal. But by Shabbos, as long as I have something, whether it's rope or metal or whatever, as long as it's something that can keep it tied together, that's enough. It doesn't have to be metal. Tosos doesn't like this, because what's the Havamina? One's talking about tumah, one's talking about Shabbos. Tosos, if you look in Tosos, there's a whole different mahalich in the sugya, Machlokas Rashi Tosos, how to learn the sugya. But with that, we'll finish Daf Kuf Aleph, and we'll pick up tomorrow on Kuf Beis with the Mishnah on the top.
Thank you.
Michael.
Yes, sir.
So I think tomorrow we might do it at 6:15. You're okay with that, right?
I'm fine. I'm not giving it tomorrow.
Fine. We'll put it on the chat.
You can have the plexiglass up tomorrow.
Marty said he's going to that, yeah.
Okay, because I have to mask I can't do, but the glass maybe can do it.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine. So we'll see what it looks like.
All right, very good.